Today we'll continue with our series on Matthew.
今天我们就会继续马太福音系列的信息。
And today we have come to Matthew chapter 3, verse 1-6.
今天我们就来到马太福音的第三章一到六节。
As last time, I have informed you to read the passage beforehand.
之前我请大家在来敬拜之前先读一读这一段经文。
And I hope you have done this.
希望你们当中有机会去看过。
And so that you can follow my message easier.
这样的话就可以跟着信息可以更轻松可以跟得到。
But in case you have not read this passage at home, but don't worry, I'll try to make things easy for you.
但假如你没有机会在家里看过这段经文，那也不要紧，因为我尝试帮助大家容易的去理解。
Now, if it's your first time to come to church,
当中如果有第一次来教会的
，May I tell you something about the Bible?
让我跟大家分享一下关于圣经。
Every Sunday we gather here to learn from the Bible.
每周我们星期天就聚集在教会去学习圣经。
We want to see, to hear what God wants to tell us through the Bible.
我们就想去聆听神借着圣经向我们的说话。
But what's the Bible all about?
但圣经是关于什么呢？
The Bible tells us about the creator of the universe, whose name is called Yahweh.
圣经就向我们写明这个宇宙的造物主，他的名字是亚伟。
It tells us the mind and heart of the creator.
圣经也帮我们去明白这个造物主他的心思还有他的心肠。
The Bible also tells us what kind of God he is like.
圣经也向我们显明神他自己是一位怎样的神。
It tells us about his relationship with man.
也在当中去显明他跟人类的关系。
It also tells us his salvation plan for mankind.
圣经也述说神为人预备的救恩计划。
It contains prophecies.
当中也有预言。
Some of them have been fulfilled.
有一些预言已经应验了。
And some of them are being fulfilled.
有一些的预言现在正在应验当中。
While some of them are yet to be fulfilled.
有一些预言在将来要实现。
Yes, the Bible is about the salvation plan of God for mankind.
所以圣经是关于神对人类的这个救恩计划。
Salvation plan.
所以救恩计划。
You may wonder, do we need to be saved?
或许你会想，我是否需要被拯救呢
？Are we in danger？
我们是不是在什么危险当中
？Are we trapped that we need to be rescued out of the trap？
我们是不是陷入了什么样的陷阱网罗，所以我们需要被从这个陷阱当中拯救出来呢
？We are certainly in danger。
确实我们是在危险当中的。
Not because of the outward dangers such as accidents, terrorist attacks, or the bad influence of the social media.
我们确实是在危险当中，并不是因为这些外在的危险，比如说天灾啊，或者是恐怖袭击啊，或者是新闻媒体一些不好的影响。
The outward dangers, which is more threatening and frightening, are caused by the dark side of human nature.
这些外在的危险他们的原因呢都是因为人性的黑暗所引起的。
Selfishness and greediness.
自私跟贪婪。
Like the Jewish king Herod the Great, who was mentioned in chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2.
就好像之前我们在马太福音第二章看过的这个希律王他也是这样的人。
We studied the passage 3 weeks ago.
大约三周前我们看过这段经文。
Herod the Great was driven by selfishness and greed. He killed whoever was a threat to his power.
希律王就被他的自我中心还有贪婪所主导，他就去杀害那些对他的王权有所威胁的人。
But we have seen that human nature is the same.
我们 之前看过人性都是相似的。
Though we may not kill, but the selfishness and greediness are deeply rooted inside of us.
纵然我们或许不至于去杀害别人，但是自我中心跟贪婪都是在我们内心深处，好像生根长在那里一样。
Each one of us care for ourselves.
那我们每一位都是只是关注着自己。
We ourselves are the most important.
我们自己就是那最重要的那一位。
And because of this, many bad things happened.
那也正因为如此，那很多不好的事情就发生了。
We desperately need to be saved.
我们真的是非常的需要被拯救。
To be saved from the power of sin.
就是从罪的权势当中被救赎出来。
This is where the salvation plan of God comes in.
那这正是神的救恩计划的原因。
Yahweh God is going to save you from the power of sin through Jesus.
那亚伟神就要借着耶稣基督把你们从罪的权势中救出来。
In chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1, we learn about the miraculous birth of Jesus.
那在马太福音的第一章，我们在那里学习到耶稣他奇妙的出生。
And he would save his people from their sins.
那里说他将会救他的子民从罪恶中救出来。
And from Matthew 2, we learn that God's salvation plan encountered resistance.
那在马太福音第二章，我们看到神的救恩计划在当时就遇到了一些的拦阻。
But it had not been defeated.
但这些拦阻并不能够去打败神的救恩计划。
Jesus survived the massacre.
那耶稣，小耶稣当时就避开了这个。一个屠杀。
And he and his family was later settled in Nazareth.
那他和他的家庭就之后就在拿撒路这个地方去定居下来。
It was the northern part of Israel.
那拿撒路就是在以色列的北部。
And in Matthew chapter 3, when we come to Matthew chapter 3,
那当我们来到马太福音第三章的时候，
Jesus had already become a grown-up man.
那这里描述的耶稣已经是长大成人了。
And he was ready to appear publicly to Israel.
他已经预备好要公开的向以色列在以色列被公开的显明出来。
He was ready to do what God intended him to do.
他已经预备好要去行神想要他所行的事情。
But before that happened, there was another man who appeared publicly ahead of Jesus.
但是在这发生之前呢，还有另外一个人，是在耶稣之前去公开的显明自己的。
What's his name?
他的名字叫什么呢？
His name was John the Baptist.
那他的名字就是施洗约翰。
Now,Who was John the Baptist?
那施洗约翰是谁？
We are going to study this person today.
那今天我们就要去明白他是谁。
This person lived in the wilderness.
那他就住在旷野里。
He wore garment made of camel's hair.
那他穿的是骆驼毛的衣服。
It doesn't mean he wear a luxury camel's hair coat.
这不是现今的那些骆驼的很奢华的骆驼毛衣。
It's simply a very rough garment.
那其实是一个很粗糙的一个衣服。
And he wore a leather belt around his waist.
那他也穿戴皮带。
A belt normally was quite wide.
那这个皮带其实是很宽的。
And was often used to carry money. You put your money in the belt.
那其实在当时是用来去装钱的。
His food was locusts.
那他的食物就是蝗虫。
Locusts.
蝗虫就是这个东西了。
Do you want to eat that?
大家喜欢吃吗？
This was his food.
这个就是当时候施洗约翰的失误。
But don't belittle this little thing.
但是大家不要小看这个昆虫。
Insects are known to be rich in protein.
那其实昆虫是学习啊，研究有发现昆虫是很高蛋白的。
And locusts, is very rich in minerals too.
那蝗虫在这个矿物质的含量也是挺高的。
And John the Baptist also is wild honey.
那除了这个，那施洗约翰也吃这个野的蜜。
So his food was locusts and wild honey.
所以他的食物就是蝗虫和野蜜。
A very healthy diet.
所以是很健康的一种的饮食。
Well, in other words, John the Baptist lived a very simple life.
换句话说，施洗约翰他过的是一个非常简朴的生活。
Now to help you to appreciate this person more, I must first tell you about his birth.
那为了帮助大家更清晰的去明白还有欣赏施洗约翰，我就跟大家分享他的出生。
The name of his father was Zechariah.
那他的父亲叫做撒加利亚。
And his mother Elizabeth.
他的母亲叫做伊丽莎白。
Zechariah was a priest of Israel.
那撒加利亚就是以色列的一个祭司。
Both of them were righteous before God.
他和他的妻子两人在神的面前都是看为是义人。
They lived blamelessly according to the commandments of God.
他们对于神的诫命来说呢，他们是没有愧对神的诫命这样子去生活的。
But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren.
但是他们当时没有孩子，因为伊丽莎白不能够生育。
And both of them were getting old.
那他们两人在当时都越来越年纪老迈了。
In those ancient days, if you don't have children, it's a shame.
所以在当时候很古老的年代呢，如果你没有孩子，那其实是一个羞耻来的。
Now, one day when Zechariah was serving in the temple of God and offering incense, an angel appeared to him.
所以有一天呢，撒加利亚在神的殿去烧香去服侍神的时候，那就有一个天使向他显现。
The angel said to him,
那天使对他说
，Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Your prayer has been heard.
你的祷告已经被聆听了。
Your wife will bear you a son.
你的妻子将会为你生一个儿子。
And you will name him John.
你要称他为约翰。
And then the angel went on to say something more about this child.
那天使就说了更多关于这个孩子的事情。
He told Zechariah what this child will become.
那他就告诉撒加利亚这个孩子将会成就什么。
When this child grew up, what was he going to do?
当这个孩子长大成人之后呢，他要做什么事情？
Let's read the passage together.
让我们一起来看一看这段经文。
For he will be great before the Lord.And he shall drink no wine, nor strong drink. And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, who turned the hearts of the father, and he turns the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just.To make ready for the Lord a people prepared.
路加福音一章十五到十七节，他在主面前要被尊为大，但酒浓酒都不喝，未出母腹就被圣灵充满。他要使许多以色列人转向主他们的神，他必有以利亚的灵和能力，行在主的前面，叫父亲的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的转向义人的意念，为主安排那预备好的人民。
Now, from here, we know Yahweh God had a purpose for John.
所以从这段经文我们看到亚伟神对约翰 有一个计划。
And I believe God has a plan for each one of us too.
我同样也相信、神对我们每一位都有他的计划。
And you must find out what purpose God has in your life.
那么你必须去寻找、看神在你生命的计划是什么。
But let's come back to John the Baptist after John was born.
那我们回到施洗约翰，在约翰出生之后。
The Bible said the child grew and became strong in spirit.
这说到这个孩子就长大，那被圣灵充满。
And he was in the wilderness.
那他就去到这旷野。
Until the day he appeared publicly to Israel.
直到有一天他就公开的向犹太人去显明出来。
So John the Baptist lived a very simple life.
所以施洗约翰过的是一个非常简朴的生活。
And Yahweh God had a purpose for John.
那亚伟神对约翰就有一个心意，有一个计划。
And John the Baptist had a mission in his life.
那施洗约翰在他生命里面是有一个使命的。
That's why when we come to Matthew chapter 3, we see that John the Baptist has begun his ministry.
这也是为什么我们从马太福音第三章去看的时候，施洗约翰在当时就开始了他的使命。
He had grown up, he began to preach.
他已经长大成人，他就开始去传道。
So let's come to this passage we are going to study today.
那让我们来到我们今天要一起查考的这个经文。
Matthew chapter 3, 1 to 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Can I ask Albert to read it?
在马太福音的三章第一到第三节，那时施洗的约翰出来在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。以赛亚先知所说，在旷野有呼喊者的声音，预备主的道，修直他的路，就是指着这约翰说的。
John the Baptist had a mission to fulfill.
那施洗约翰他有一个使命要去完成。
He was going to go before the Lord to prepare his way.
那他 就要行在主的面前去、前面去修直他的路。
His job was to prepare the way of the Lord.
他的使命就是去预备主的道路。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
原因就是、神的国已经快要来到了。
That means the reign of God is about to come.
意思就是说神的王权已经快要来到了。
Yahweh God was about to come to his people.
那亚伟神就快要来到他的、子民当中。
Now we must understand the situation of Israel people at that time.
那么我们需要去意识到当时候、犹太人他们的、情况。
Their nation was destroyed because of their sins against God.
当时他们的国就已经被亡国了，那因为他们之前在行了不讨神喜悦的事情。
And after such a long period of destruction of Israel, God was coming to save his people as he had promised.
那在以色列亡国一段长的时间之后呢，那神就要来到他们当中去、按着他的应许去救赎以色列。
The coming of Yahweh God was prophesied in the Old Testament.
那亚伟神的来到是在、旧约已经去预言过的了。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 5.
那是记载在以赛亚书四十章第五节。
Here it says, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
以赛亚书40章第5节，亚伟的荣耀必要显现，所有的人都必一同看见，因为这是亚伟亲口说的。
And from verse 10-11 it says, Behold, the Lord Yahweh comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young.
那第10节、11节说，看啊，主亚伟必向大能者临到，他的膀臂要为他掌权。看啊，他给予人的赏赐在他那里，他施予人的报应在他面前。他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，像用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在自己的怀中，慢慢引导如羊小羊的。
Yahweh God would come to his people.
那亚伟神就会来到他的百姓当中。
When Yahweh came, he would carry them in his bosom.
当他来的时候，他要把他的子民怀抱在自己的怀中。
He would lead them out of darkness.
他要带领他们从黑暗中走出去。
The people would see light and hope.
那人民就会看见光跟希望。
Yahweh God will guide them to the path of righteousness.
那亚伟神就要引导他们走在这个义的道路上面。
He will be their king and reign over them.
他要做他们的王，去统管他们。
But Yahweh God would come by dwelling in the person of Jesus.
那么亚伟神来的方式就是借着居住在耶稣基督身上。
As the scripture said, Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel.
那就好像在马太福音1章23节那里记载的，看啊，处女要怀孕，要怀胎，那她的名字必被称为以马内利。
Emmanuel means God with us.
那以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
That means Yahweh God would come to his people through Jesus.
意思就是神来到他子民当中的方式是借着居住在耶稣的身上。
He would come to his people by dwelling in Jesus.
他来到他子民当中是借着居住在耶稣身上。
He would speak to his people through Jesus.
那他也是借着耶稣向他的百姓去说话。
When Jesus appeared publicly to Israel, he would proclaim the kingship of God.
当耶稣去公开的向众人显明自己之后呢，他就要代表神去宣告神的王权。
He would represent Yahweh God to instruct them the law of God.
他要去代表亚伟神，也是代表他去宣讲他的神的教导。
He would guide them to the path of righteousness.
那耶稣就要引导他们去到公义的路上。
He would be a light shone in the darkness.
他就要成为在黑暗中的光。
He would save them from the power of sin.
那也要救百姓从罪的权势中出来。
This Jesus would say whatever Yahweh God told him to say.
那耶稣基督就会去宣讲那神要他宣讲的。
He would do whatever Yahweh God told him to do.
那他也会行亚伟神要耶稣所去行的。
Jesus himself constantly lived under the kingship of God.
那耶稣他是时刻的都活在神的王权之下。
But right before Yahweh God returned to his people,
那在亚伟神去到他子民当中之前呢？
That is right before Jesus appeared publicly.
就是在耶稣基督公开的去显明自己之前。
There would be a voice crying out in the wilderness.
那在旷野就有这个呼喊声。
This voice was John the Baptist.
那这个 呼喊者呢，就是施洗约翰。
John the Baptist appeared publicly ahead of Jesus.
所以施洗约翰是在耶稣之前呢，去公开的向众人显明自己。
Because he had a mission.
原因就是他有一个使命。
He was to prepare the way for Yahweh God to come in the person of Jesus.
他的使命就是去为亚伟神预备道路那使到亚伟神可以去到居住在耶稣基督的身上。
But how was John the Baptist going to prepare the way?
那施洗约翰是如何去预备道路的呢？
This is the mission of John the Baptist, to prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
那这就是施洗约翰的使命，去预备主的道，修直他的路。
But how was he going to do it?
那么他是如何去做到的呢？
How do you prepare the way?
你是如何去预备道路呢？
How do you make a path straight?
如何修直一条路呢？
If it is a road, maybe we use different digging tools.
如果是一条路，是不是我们就用不同的挖掘的器具？
Was this what John the Baptist going to do?
这个是不是施洗约翰去做的呢？
Now,Prepare the way of the Lord. The word prepare means to remove obstacles.
那去预备主的道路，那预备它的含义就是去把一些拦阻的事情挪去。
Make his path straight. The Hebrew word means to level the uneven ground.
那修直他的道，那修直在希伯来。这个原文的含义就是使不平的地方呢可以变成平坦。
That means if the path is rough, make it smooth.
换句话说，如果这个道路是粗糙很难行的，那就要把它变成光滑平顺。
If there is a pothole, fill it.
如果这个路上有一个坑，那就要把它填满。
This is done because he wants to make sure the path is smooth.To ensure smooth traffic.
那去修直路、去预备路的用意就是使到交通可以通顺。
Now to remove obstacles for the Lord was John the Baptist's job.
那去为主去挪去一些障碍物就是施洗约翰的使命。
If there was anything prevent people from accepting God's kingship, remove it.
如果有任何的事情呢，是拦阻人去接受神的王权的，那就要去把这些东西挪走。
Well, this is a hard job.
那这个看起来是挺难的一个使命。
Can you tell me what will be the biggest obstacle?
那大家能够告诉我，什么是最大的一个拦阻吗？
What's the biggest obstacle which prevent people from accepting God's kingship?
那去拦阻大部分人去接受神的王权的这个阻碍是什么呢？
What do you think?
你觉得？
Anyone?
有没有人想尝试回答？
阿辉，听不到。罪 ，sin， 哦 ，sins。
他说罪。
嗯哼。就是是我一开始说的。
The love of oneself, the love of oneself.
或者是爱自我。
Or sins, yes. So yeah, this is human nature, the problem of human nature.
这就是人性的不同的问题。
But will you think there is something even more basic than the bad nature of the bad human nature?
但大家。有没有想到还有一个是更加基本对比于人性的黑暗更基本的一个条件
？As we said, human nature is the same.
那我们之前分享了人性都是非常类似的。
Everyone has the evil side.
那每个人都有这个人性黑暗的部分。
The dark side of the human nature. But how come some people will accept God's kingship while the other don't?
那为什么有一些人他们愿意去接纳神的王权，但是有一些又不愿意呢？
There must be something more basic than selfishness and greediness.
所以应该有更加基本的一些原因比起自我中心啊，或者是贪婪啊这些。
Now, at least from today's passage, I am able to see one of the biggest obstacles.
那从今天我们一起看的经文，我就看到其中一个非常大的一个拦阻。
It's an unrepentant heart.
就是一个不愿意悔改的心。
A heart which is not willing to repent.
就是一种的心态，就是不愿意去悔改。
John the Baptist, what John the Baptist prepared was the people's heart.
那施洗约翰要预备的是人的心。
He has to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
那他的使命就是为主去预备一群的人。
He has to prepare them to receive the law of God proclaimed by Jesus.
他要预备这群人去为了将来耶稣去宣告神的律法去做预备，那直到这群人是可以去领受神的诫命的。
And he knew very well that the biggest obstacle for men is an unrepentant heart.
那他也知道拦阻人的去接受神的王权最大的一个障碍就是不悔改的心。
That's why when he began his ministry, what did he cry out?
这也是为什么当他开始他的事工的时候，他所说的是什么呢？
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
John the Baptist is to prepare the people to have a heart of repentance.
那施洗约翰就要去预备一群的人，他们是具备这样愿意悔改的心的。
So that when Jesus appeared to proclaim the reign of God, their hearts were ready to receive.
使到他们当耶稣去宣告神的王权的时候呢，这些的人的心是预备好去领受的。
They are ready to accept Jesus' teaching.
他们也是预备好去领受耶稣基督的教导。
And they are ready to be changed.
他们也预备好被改变。
It's just like farming.
就好像去耕种。
Before a farmer sows seeds, he must prepare the soil.
在农夫去耕种之前呢，他要预备这些的土地。
I think Thor knows the best.
我相信阿多应该很熟悉。
If the soil is ready, you sow the seed will grow.
如果这个土壤是预备好了，那你去撒种，那这个作物就会顺利的成长。
You must prepare the soil first.
我们需要去预备土壤去做这个第一步。
A human's heart is like the soil.
那人的心就好像土壤一样。
What is the condition of your heart?
那你的心的状态是怎样的呢？
Are you ready to accept God's word?
你的心的状态是否已经预备好去接受神的话语呢？
John the Baptist had indeed prepared a group of people who were willing to repent.
所以施洗约翰在当时就去预备一群人，他们是预备好去悔改的。
So when Jesus appeared, this group of people listened to Jesus and they accepted Jesus' teachings.
所以当耶稣去显明出来的时候呢，那这一群的人就听从了耶稣的教导，也跟从主耶稣。
They follow Jesus.
他们就跟随耶稣。
You will see from the Bible, you see that these people.Who follow Jesus, they are very teachable.
那从圣经里面去看的时候，这一群 去跟从耶稣的门徒，他们是很受教的。
Their hearts were mellow.
他们的心肠是柔软，是肥沃的。
They are willing to repent when they heard the Lord's teaching.
当他们听到主的教导的时候，他们的心是预备好去悔改的。
But yet, there were another group of people who lacked a heart of repentance.
但同时有另外一群的人，他们的心是缺乏了这样愿意悔改的心。
For this group of people, no matter how much teachings they heard from Jesus, they still resist.
那对于这一群的人来说，不论他们听了多少耶稣基督的教导，那他们的心总是去抗拒的。
People heard the same message from Jesus, but there were different responses.
那当时候有不同的人听到了耶稣基督的教导，那有不同的人有不同的反应。
People witnessed the same miracles Jesus performed, but some believed him and some didn't.
那当时候也有许多人一同见证了耶稣所行的神迹，但有一些就相信了他，有一些就不相信。
So where lies the problem?
那这个分别是这个根源问题在哪里呢？
Is it the problem of Jesus?
那是耶稣的问题吗？
Is it the problem of his teaching?
是他教导的问题吗？
I don't think so.
那不是的。
Is the heart of man is not ready?
原因就是人的心还没有预备好。
This heart of repentance is like a preparatory stage.
那具备这样愿意悔改的心是一个预备的一个功夫。
Having a heart of repentance before listening to the word of God is important.
那在听主话语之前，具备这样愿意悔改的心是非常重要的。
If you come to church without the readiness to repent,The word of God is not going to enter your heart.
如果你来到教会但没有预备好去悔改，那其实神的话语是进不到你的心里面的。
And you will never be changed.
那你也将不会经历到任何的改变。
And very soon, coming to church will just become a routine to you.
那很快的，来教会就会成为你的一种的生活模式。
And you will soon become meaningless to you.
那很快来教会就会对你来说没有什么太大的意义。
Meaningless not because there is any problem with the word of God.
那没有意义不是的原因，并不是神的话有什么的问题。
It's because you don't come with a repentant heart.
原因就是你来的时候并没有去有一个愿意悔改的心。
Let's not to blame the word of God.
让我们不要去错误的指责神的话语。
Let's not to put the blame on the preacher or the preaching.
让我们不要去把错归在宣讲神话语的传道的人。
Let's re-examine ourselves that whether we have a repentant heart before we come here.
那我们重新的审查自己，在我们来到教会之前，是否预备好心，有一个悔改的心。
If you have a repentant heart, it will be very different.
如果你是带着一个悔改的、愿意悔改的心来教会，那事情就会非常的不同。
I have heard one of you saying that this to me a while ago.
在之前呢，我听过当中一位跟我的分享。
She said, "The reason for me to come to church was because I wanted to be changed."
那她说，我来教会的原因就是我希望得到改变。
If you have this kind of attitude, you will grow steadily.
如果你有这样的态度来到教会，那你就会稳步的成长。
You will experience the power of the word of God.
你就会经历到神话语的能力。
As you listen to every preaching, your heart will respond to it.
当你听每一篇的神的讲道信息的时候呢，你的心就会被改变。
There was one time, there was one of you told me.
那有另一次当中的一位跟我分享。
She said to me, on that morning she was listening to a preaching.
她说那天早上她听了一篇的信息。
And she knew that God was reminding her something.
她知道神正在提醒她一些的事情。
She had not handled a certain thing correctly in a proper way.
那她就没有有一些事情没有很好的去处理。
When she listened to the word of God, she immediately knew that the Lord was speaking to her.
所以当她听这个信息的时候，她马上就意识到神正在向她说话。
So she responded immediately, right away.
所以她也是马上的立刻的就回应。
To make things right with that person with whom she offended.
那就马上去向他冒犯的另一个人去处理他们的关系。
Now this is the right kind of attitude when you come to hear the word of God.
那有这样的态度，那就是正确的态度啊。当我们来听神的话语的时候
，to have a repentant heart, and then followed by a repentant action.
就是要去预备好自己的心，愿意去悔改，那也用真实的行动去。配合你的悔改。
If you do that every Sunday,
如果我们每个星期天都这么去做
，just like this person, you will grow.
就好像刚才所提到的这位朋友，那你就会成长。
You will grow steadily.
你会稳步的成长。
I don't say you will grow fast.
我并没有说你会一下子成长。
Just growing fast is not necessarily the best thing.
那很快的长大，有很多时候不一定是最好的一件事情。
A better still is to grow steadily.
那更好的方式是稳步的去成长。
Now most of the time we don't know we are wrong.
所以很多时候我们不知道我们做错了一些事情。
We need someone to tell us.
我们需要有人去为我们指出。
When someone tells you that you have done something wrong, don't take it as a criticism.
所以当有人去指出你做了一些错的事情，那我们不要马上就去觉得其他人在批评我们。
But accept it humbly before God and make things right.
那我们要谦卑的去在神面前去接受他，也去把错的事情去改正回来。
Come back to John the Baptist.
让我们回到施洗约翰。
He is mentioned here, a voice in the wilderness.
那施洗约翰在这里被称为在旷野的呼声。
What is the characteristic of wilderness?
那旷野的一些特点是什么呢
？No water.
是没有水的
，very dry，
是很干燥的
，empty，
是很空荡的
，very lifeless，
也好像没有什么生气。
So if one word can describe this wilderness, which is dead，
那有一个形容可以去形容旷野，就是死。
John the Baptist, he is a voice in the wilderness.
那施洗约翰他就是在旷野的一个呼声。
A voice in the midst of deadness.
就是在好像死寂里的一个呼声。
When you are in an environment which is very quiet, close to dead, and suddenly you hear a voice. how do you call that voice?
那如果你是在一个很安静，好像死气沉沉的一个情况里面，然后突然听见一个呼声，那你会怎么形容这个呼声呢？
It's like a wake up call.
就是好像在起床的一个呼叫。
Someone is calling you, wake up.
就是好像当头棒喝的起床的一个呼叫，叫你起来。
So here, a voice in the wilderness is symbolizes there is a wake up call among the people who are sleeping or dead.
那旷野的呼声其实象征着，在这些沉睡着或者是好像死的状态里的人，当中呢，突然有一个呼叫声。
People has no direction in life.
那好多人在生命中都没有方向。
People just pretend to be alive by keeping a busy schedule.
那好多人假装去，好像活得很精彩，就把自己的时间表排得非常的满。
But in fact, their lives are empty.
但是实际上呢，他们生活是非常空洞的。
We need that wake up call.
我们需要这样的一个起床的呼叫。
We need someone to tell us repent.
我们需要有人告诉我们应当悔改。
How long have you been sleeping?
那你沉睡了多久呢？
Maybe you have been sleeping for too long.
或许你已经沉睡了非常的好长的一段时间。
Or you just want to remain in a sleeping mode.
又或者你只想停留在这样子睡眠的一个模式。
You just want to run the routine life.
你只想日复一日做这些同样的事情。
You don't want anyone to tell you you need to repent.
你也不想有人告诉你你需要悔改。
You don't want anyone to disturb your comfortable life.
也不想任何人去打扰你这样舒适的生活。
Now it's uncomfortable to be woken up in the middle of your sleep.
那当我们在睡着以后呢，当有人突然叫醒我们是令我们不舒服的。
Likewise, maybe you feel safe, secure in your present, with your present life.
那同样的，你可能会觉得我目前的生活是挺舒服、挺好的。
But have you ever thought you need a wake-up call?
但你是否曾经思想过你需要一个起床的呼叫呢？
John the Baptist was the voice in the wilderness.
那施洗约翰就是在旷野里的一个呼声。
But not only John the Baptist.Should be the voice in the wilderness.
但不单单只是施洗约翰一人应该做这个旷野的这个呼声。
Every person who has committed their lives, his lives to the Lord, should be a voice in the wilderness.
那还有那些已经将生命去委身给主的，那他们也应该做旷野中的呼声。
If you have experienced God.You have been saved by him, and you have to be this voice in the wilderness.
如果你经历过神，也被他拯救，那你应该做这个旷野的这个呼声。
To cry out, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
去呼叫天国近了应当悔改。
So, this is the message I have prepared for today.
这就是我今天为大家预备的信息。
Yeah, I hope this message of repentance can stay in your heart.
我希望这篇关于悔改的信息可以藏在你的心里。
An unrepentant heart is the biggest obstacle for the Lord to enter your heart.
那一个不愿意去悔改的心就是对于我们去经历神接受神是这个最大的拦阻。
So let's repent before the Lord.
让我们一起向神去悔改。
So let's be quiet down for a moment and let's say prayer to God quietly, respond to Him.
让我们有一段时间去默祷，也自己向神祷告，然后我们会一起祷告。